Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The Score! And now, live on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app, it's Gabe Ramirez.
Happy Labor Day, everybody. It is Gabe Ramirez broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. My wife's at her parents' house, and I told them, make sure there's some ribs on that plate when I get home after this shift. But your ribs are already in your belly, and you're letting it settle on the way home. Be safe, and just sit back and relax as we begin with the trifecta.
Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry!
Morrell going to third. He will slide. He's got a triple.
Rose trying to get open. Fires away.
It's over. The Bulls win. That's a buzzer.
My favorite three stories that have happened in the world of sports. Maybe I'll put some pop culture in there one day. Not today, though. Today we're going all sports, and we begin with número tres. And that is Brian Kelly's LSU debut doesn't necessarily go as planned. Transfer QB Jaden Daniels from ASU kicked things off with a nice little 25-yard scamper. But, you know, you thought things would be rosy for LSU. But then the Seminoles had other plans. The Tigers were down 14 with 10 minutes to go in the fourth. And Daniels did a great job. I mean, he just looked like a professional quarterback out there. Led his team back. It was 26 for 39, 209 yards, two tutties. But he really used his legs a lot. Offensive line was trash. 14 rushes for 114 yards. Then with no time left on the clock, Shaheem Brown blocks Damian Ramos' extra point with no time left. It was unreal. First of all, the stadium was going crazy from the beginning. I mean, the introduction that LSU had was absolutely crazy. Pyrotechnics looked like a Bad Bunny concert in downtown Chicago at Soldier Field. It was insane, but they shouldn't have lost. The game shouldn't have been that close. FSU just stumbled over themselves, it seemed, throughout the entire game. And it was terrible that they had to come back to get to that point. But how? It's like I play a lot of Madden. And very rarely do you see an extra point get blocked. And in college football, to end the game, you think it's a lock. And then for that to happen, just heartbreaking. I even feel bad for Brian Kelly after an opener like that. But he has a lot of work to do.
I'm here with my family.
He understands that. So it's going to be interesting to see what path LSU takes as they continue on the Brian Kelly train. Let's go to number two.
Finally, we come to my number two man. His name... number two.
Bears football is just 6 days away, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sticking to my prediction to take the Bears money line against the San Francisco 49ers. Be bold out there. Don't take the points. Take the plus money. Be dangerous. And, you know, we as Bear fans, we just wanted to see improvement from Justin Fields, and we've seen it. And to me, that's the highlight. That's the reason why. And let's not forget, I am just not a Trey Lance fan to begin with. I think he's a little overhyped for me. But, again, when you're looking at Justin Fields, he's passed the eye test in the preseason. And now he just needs to execute in week one with the weapons that he does have. I mean, are you confident in Darnell Mooney? I am. Are you confident in Cole Kmet? I am. Are you confident in the new defensive scheme being implemented by the Chicago Bears? I am. Well, you might not be. But head coach Matt Eberflus is.
We're really excited about it. You know, excited about the competition, excited about getting going, putting our product on the field, and we're looking forward to it.
Extremely confident is what he is, as he should be. They've done a phenomenal job. I've checked out the interview with Ryan Poles as he cut the roster down to 53 men, and everything he said was great. I'm going to read a couple of quotes from him later on in the show, but Bears football, 6 days away, but only one away from my top trifecta moment.
He was number one.
And that is that the White Sox are just 2 games out.
How'd that happen, huh?
Hey, you blinked. That's what happened.
Seriously.
You blinked. The Sox, once again, are at 500, 67-67. First in the bigs in batting average. They've been hovering around third and fourth, and it's something that I've always pointed to when I've been frustrated at the lack of offensive production for this White Sox team, that they're hitting the ball. It's just untimely hitting. And without the long ball. And what we've seen over the weekend has been just that. Some big hits. You got Rami getting his first big one. But the Sox taking 2 out of 3 against the Minnesota Twins. Guardians just crumbling right before our eyes. And the Twins are losing right now to the Yankees. So Sox just got to handle business today. 2 games out, 30-something games left. And it's about staying hot. And we'll get into what I saw, what I felt was a very important moment. I don't want to say a turning point because I'm tired of those two words when describing this White Sox team. But it was a moment that I felt connected the team together. And it was in the bottom of the ninth on Friday when Andrew Vaughn got hit. And the bench is cleared, and I saw Lance Lynn with a demonic look leave the bench, not looking to his left or his right. It was like he blacked out and just started running towards the mound. And I don't know. Miguel Cairo, the way he looked, Kopech, the way he looked. I mean, it was just an awesome moment for the team. And it's not the pitching that I was ever worried about. It was the offensive production, and they came out the next day, smacked 13 runs on the board. So, tough loss yesterday for Giolito. He pitched the gem. Couldn't pull out the same kind of offensive production. But you know what? You're 2 games back, and you just got to handle business against a tough team in the Seattle Mariners and a team that continues to crush your soul in the Oakland Athletics later on in the week. But we'll see. Well wishes to the Chicago White Sox. And that, my friends, is your trifecta.
3, that's a magic number.
Ah,
3. Yes, it is. It's the magic number.
I'm Gabe Ramirez. This is 670 The Score. And that's what we do, man. We are live and local, even on a Labor Day. While you're out there enjoying your food, hanging with your family, friends, or maybe just by yourself because you had a long weekend, you have the opportunity while traveling through the city to listen to information about some of your favorite teams. Now, a team that I didn't get to. Chicago Cubs.
They didn't look too good this weekend.
Got a nice little Cubs jersey on over there, Sean. I see you. Got swept this weekend by the St. Louis Cardinals. 8-0, 8-4, 2-0. Tough. But a good game yesterday for Marcus Stroman. Didn't you feel good after watching that?
Yeah, no, that was the highlight of the weekend for sure.
It had to have been. Pitched the gem, went 7, gave up 4 hits, struck out 5. But the Cubs got 2 hit by Miles Michaelis.
Yeah.
That was tough.
It was bad.
I mean, because you know what? The Cubs seem to have just such a scrappy team. They can kind of make it work. You know, there's like the walks were low. It's just tough, man, watching that game. But I was happy for Stroman. I can't say it enough. I mean, it's a guy that I feel like he's had such an up-and-down year, dealing with injuries, dealing with drama, not necessarily the team that he probably thought he was going to. Made some changes within there, and it was tough. Brandon Hughes coming on, giving up those runs. What was up with him yesterday, man? What'd you think about that?
You know, like the weird thing with Hughes is he's a former outfielder that got converted into a pitcher maybe like in the last year. So I think he's just kind of getting that usage total. It's just a little too high. So
too high for you?
Yeah. Just a little bit. But yeah, no, I think they got a, you know, something they'll work on with him next offseason. But I think he's just kind of wearing down a little bit. He's been used a lot.
Speaking of being used, he was getting used by Albert Pujols. Dude,
Dude,
what is going on there?
I can't. It's like watching 2006 Albert Pujols, man. I was getting nightmares. He's coming to the bat. He's pinch hitting. I was like, gee, what, like, am I in seventh grade again?
That's
like,
the
what's
best.
Going on?
I mean, you seem like a genius when you go for the pinch hit and then the guy just smacks the home run. You just really look like a genius.
Oh, yeah. That manager was feeling real good about himself.
Of course. Nice little two-run shot there. I mean, it was just, it's something that you really hope for, but it's good to see. A guy like Albert Pujols, I mean, he seems like, I mean, obviously I don't know him personally, but he seems like one of the good guys.
Oh yeah,
in baseball.
I mean, that entire Cardinal team like loves him.
Yeah,
like,
it's who we wanted or we want or we think that, you know, Jose Abreu is
sure.
on the South Side.
That's a good comparison.
You know, just that staple in the clubhouse, the good guy, a gel guy that'll bring people together. Do you think he's gonna tackle that home run feat that he's trying to reach?
Man, I hope he does. Like, I was even saying, like, when the Cubs were getting just shellacked this weekend, I was like, man, if Pujols wants to hit a couple home runs, that's fine with me, man. Let's pad his stats a little bit for him.
He's five away from 700, and I think it's very doable if he's hitting pinch hit home runs. If he's hitting
right.
pinch hit home runs, oh, my goodness. I mean, they're bombs, too. It's not like, you
Dude.
Know.
He crushed that pinch hit ball. I was like, yep, don't even turn around, man. That
don't.
One's in the seats.
Rocket right out of there. And but again, you are grateful that you're able to watch something like that. Even at this stage of his career, you still get to see the power. You still get to see the poise of a guy like Albert Pujols, who understands what his role is on that team and just kind of sits back, relaxing, and you know, and does it. I mean, it was just a rocket. I mean, he's high and inside. And the ball was just absolutely crushed. Stadium was packed. A ton of blue jerseys out there, like always.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been to St. Louis before?
I have been, yeah. Busch Stadium's fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't like the Cardinal fans there, but it's a good time. It's right next to Anheuser-Busch.
They don't
and
like
stuff.
The Cubs fans either.
Oh, yeah, they make that aware to us.
Here.
Yeah.
I've been to so many Cubs-Cardinals games over the years at Wrigley, and the Cards fans just travel so well.
They do, man.
Especially over the last decade, because they've just been so good. They just don't care. They feel as though they're going to be able to be the team that can go ahead and just crush your soul. But the St. Louis Cardinals sitting in first place in the NL Central. And as the playoffs are right around the corner, you're looking at that team. And I'm trying to look at the AL and thinking, or excuse me, the NL and thinking to myself, you know, is Milwaukee going to be able to just pull off a couple of victories at the end to make it interesting?
I don't think so, man. Their offense is pretty bad. And their pitching, too. Like, their two best starters have been kind of so-so.
That's what it is. It's been the pitching. And granted, you know, because in baseball, you can still get a nice little 2-1 victory here and there if your arms can keep you within range. So you don't necessarily need a ton of offensive production, but it's sad to watch.
Yeah.
Those things make me real sad, Sean. I got to be
bummer,
very honest.
Man.
They make me very sad when I watch teams that played well earlier in the season and then they just crash and burn before the playoffs, because then you say it's always like a what-if kind of a scenario, and then you have to wait the entire offseason watching the playoffs saying to yourself, we know we're better than
it's
this
the
team.
Chicago Bulls situation all over again, man.
Over and over again. Over in the AL, pretty much more of the same. You got the Baltimore Orioles 2.5 games out, and you know, I'm sure their fan base is thinking the same thing. If we didn't trade away some of these guys, you know, we might have been in a better predicament to do that. But they're 7-3 in their last 10, so they're playing good baseball. Your wild card teams right now, Seattle, Tampa Bay, and Toronto. Of course, the Sox 7 games out from that last spot if they don't get a chance to catch up to the Cleveland Guardians. But on the other side in the NL, you got Atlanta, San Diego, and Philly. I was talking on my podcast earlier, Southsiders podcast. If you have not checked it out, download the Odyssey app. That way you can hear about some good White Sox baseball in unfiltered form, because we kind of cursed a little bit on that one. But we were just talking about the fact that, you know, there's nothing like playoff baseball. Listen, the order of my favorite sports go football, basketball, baseball. But I still love playoff baseball better than any other sport that's out there, because every pitch is just so meaningful. So it's going to be interesting to see how that whole thing plays out. And hopefully with the White Sox 2 games out, they can make their way into that thing as well. I'm Gabe Ramirez. This is 670 The Score. And speaking of making things better, we are going to be talking to Pat Finley, who's going to make this show a little bit better as we talk about the Chicago Bears. I cannot wait to talk to him because I have a ton of questions. Most importantly is when Matt Eberflus says that he is confident in his team. Is that just coach speak? Or does he genuinely feel that way because there's a level of confidence and trust in this team? We'll ask Pat Finley that question on the other side. I'm Gabe Ramirez. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Happy Labor Day.
It's Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're in a good spot. We are in a good spot. We feel good where we are. We've put a lot of hard work in. We're keeping, we're progressing, getting better every single week. And we like where we are right now.
It's Coach Eberflus talking about the Chicago Bears. You know, this time next week, I'll be bragging about how I took Bears money line and my bank account is that much fatter. That's what I'm hoping, at least. No, I'm not hoping. That's what's going to happen. This time next week, that's what I'll be talking about.
So lunch is on you then, right?
Absolutely. Just like I promised you beers a month ago.
You did promise me beers. I forgot about that.
And I have a good memory. So trust me. And I hope that you do too. And you remember that I'm telling you right now, mortgage the house. Don't come look for my money if it doesn't work out. But I'm just telling you, mortgage your house, bet it on Bears money line with the plus money, and go ahead and, I don't know, move to Winnetka so that with your new with your newfound home. You know what? To tell me if I am delusional in thinking that, and joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, Pat Philly, Bears beat writer for the Chicago Sun-Times. Patrick, how you doing?
You're delusional. That's how I'm doing.
That's okay. You know what? Most Bears fans are, all right? And I'm on this side of it. So you have zero faith whatsoever that the Bears are going to win this game, or do you think that they'll just cover the spread?
The word faith is a good word, because I think to look at the roster that the Bears have assembled right now and to think that they can be competitive with a team like the 49ers, I think that takes faith. I don't know any other way to get there. I could argue, if I wanted to play devil's advocate, that, you know, you want to play Trey Lance now. You don't want to play Trey Lance in the middle of the season. And in that regard, maybe the Bears have a little bit of an advantage, but I can't imagine they win this game.
Patrick, I'm the devil, and I will be the advocate, and that is the reason why I'm choosing the Bears. It's not because I think they've assembled some roster that can compete with the best four teams in the NFL. It is because I think Trey Lance is a bit overhyped. I think he will turn the ball over a few times. I think he'll stop some drives that the Niners will have and just give the ball back to the Bears, who I think will shock some people by probably putting more points on the board than they're expected to. You know, last year, that's where they struggled the most, putting points on the boards, continuing drives. Do you think they're going to be dealing with the same sort of issues this year?
Yeah, probably. You know, and part of it is just the fact that when you look at their wide receivers and you look at their offensive line, I still don't think they've done enough to help Justin Fields. And, you know, today at practice, Byron Pringle was back, Velus Jones is back, and that gets the Bears receivers room to full strength, but still it's not one of the better receivers rooms in the league, but it's not one of the best ones in their division or conference. It's probably a bottom five one right now. Maybe they come and surprise people this season, but I think on paper, you got to squint pretty hard to make. You got to squint pretty hard. I mean,
I
and
love
you
that.
Do. And you know, part of it too is Lucas Patrick. You know, who is set to be their starting center. He was back at practice. He might either play center or guard, depending on how his broken hand feels this week. Because you know, just snapping that ball would be really hard if he has to wear a pretty good cast on it. So the Bears are healthy, and they're as healthy as they've been at any point this preseason. I don't think that equates to them setting the world on fire offensively, though.
We're talking to Patrick Finley right here on 670 The Score. I'm Gabe Ramirez. Let's live there for a second and talk about Lucas Patrick. I mean, if he were to move to that guard position, who would he be stepping over to replace?
Probably Tevin Jenkins. Cody Whitehair is the steady veteran at left guard, and Jenkins is far more ripe to be replaced than Cody is. I think in the best case scenario, Patrick plays center and Jenkins stays at guard. But again, if he has some trouble snapping the ball, or if they're concerned that could be a problem, that's a way to get Patrick in the lineup, as soon as possible.
Listen, I mean, they said it from the beginning. They want the best five guys out there. And if Patrick is healthy enough, he needs to be out there being one of those five guys. I'm curious what David Montgomery feels about the new blocking scheme and this and these five guys that are going to be in front of him. What could you say to that in terms of David and how he's feeling about, you know, his potential productivity this upcoming season?
I think there's a physicality to David's game that goes better with this offensive line and this blocking scheme and this run game than it did Matt Nagy's. I wrote about this after their third preseason game. You know, Montgomery hadn't played in the preseason until he faced the Browns, and just watching him put his shoulder pads down and try and go through guys instead of around them, I think lines up a lot more with how the Bears want to play football under Matt Eberflus than it did in the previous regime. I look at this offense and I look at Luke Getsy coming from the Packers, coming from a place where I think last year their starting running back and their backup running back got the same number of carries per game. So I think Montgomery and Khalil Herbert are both going to see a good amount of work here. But I think Montgomery likes what they're doing here more than they did from a run game perspective, more than he did last season.
Patrick, let me ask you, let me continue to ask you about David Montgomery. I'm super high on him. I think he's a phenomenal running back. I think he's one of the top backs in the league. But it seems as though, I'm a big fantasy football guy. You're looking at, his average draft position. You know, it's right there, at number 40, probably the sixth or seventh running back being taken. Do you see him in that same place, or do you feel like he's a little bit further down that totem pole?
I mean, I don't think he's the sixth or seventh running back being taken. I think he's, the 15th or 16th one being taken, at least in the leagues I've played in. I think that there's a possibility to get some really good value out of him because you know the Bears are going to turn around and run the football a lot. And the more you look around the NFL now, you just can't say that about half the teams in the league. So if you want a running back who you know is going to have the ball in his hand, I think Montgomery makes sense. What concerns me is like I said, maybe a little bit of a timeshare situation with Khalil Herbert, or at least the Bears not being afraid to put Herbert in. Now, in real-world football, I think Montgomery is a really, really important piece to this team. And I think he has an opportunity to be Justin Fields' best friend, because I think the best thing the Bears can do for Fields sometimes it's just have him turn around, hand the ball off, not get hurt, not get sacked, all that sort of good stuff. You know, to me, it's really an intriguing question about whether or not Montgomery should get paid to stick around beyond the end of his contract this season. They really like him as a guy, and I pointed this out a bunch of times. You know, at the end of season press conference last year when George McCaskey talked, he singled out like three players by name, and one of them was David Montgomery. So you know that they've noticed him at the highest levels at Halas Hall. But you know what? Good teams typically don't pay running backs. And that's a trend in the NFL, and it's been a trend for the last 10 years or so. You know, unless you're Jerry Jones, you usually don't back up the Brinks truck. So if the Bears were to pay Montgomery, you know, on a three-year extension, for example, they'd be bucking a league-wide trend.
We're talking to Patrick Finley right here on 670 The Score. I'm Gabe Ramirez. You know, talking about David Montgomery and the Bears team, it seemed like the Bears last year just they seemed to lack, like, identity. They didn't have that. They didn't have a leader. Khalil wasn't there a lot of the times, but David Montgomery seemed to step into that role. He was very vocal, seemed to take ownership of whatever was happening on the field. I really appreciated that about him, and I'm sure McCaskey did as well. And you mentioned a second ago, he could be Justin Fields' best friend in this upcoming season, but he's not going to supplant Darnell Mooney, and we know that. But it'll be great to see, like, you know, a meme with, like, Justin, David, and Darnell on either side of him, and they're just, you know, all smiles because they're playing well. But I'm concerned, Patrick, I'm concerned with the wide receiver group because of the drop-off after Darnell Mooney. Who would you say that you're most confident in that wide receiver room after Darnell Mooney?
Can I pick a tight end?
Yes, yes.
It's Cole Kmet. Beyond that, I don't know that I could say anybody. I mean, Byron Pringle came back today. Bayless Jones was back today. Pringle hadn't practiced since the first week of August. Pringle had been in and out of practice for the last couple of weeks. Equanimeous St. Brown, you know, I can't decide whether St. Brown had an advantage because he knew the playbook, and therefore, you know, that's why we've seen him do some good things this preseason, or whether he's turned a corner that the Packers couldn't get him to turn. You know, they're claiming guys last week. You know, their receiver room has more question marks than most. And, you know, if I had to pick a guy, it'd probably be Kmet. If I had to pick a second guy, it'd probably be Montgomery. If I had to pick a third guy, it'd probably be Khalil Herbert, if we're talking about pass catchers. Byron Pringle is probably the bet I would make if I had to bet just on who among that wideout group makes an impact this season. You know, he was really good last year with the Chiefs. You know, then again, you know, Patrick Mahomes is throwing the ball, and he makes a lot of people look really good. You know, Equanimeous St. Brown, you know, had struggled in Green Bay, but, you know, he had Aaron Rodgers throwing to him. You know, these guys coming from big-time offenses with big-time quarterbacks, I don't think you can just pencil them in for production when your offense and your passing game isn't going to be nearly at that level.
Patrick, well, we haven't heard from either of those two guys, Equanimeous St. Brown or Byron Pringle, is the endorsement that Devontae Adams gave Carr and the Raiders, saying that this is the best quarterback that he's played. We haven't heard that yet from either of those guys. But it's funny because, you know, I look at those two guys specifically, and I say to myself, what was the issue? Why wasn't Equanimeous St. Brown better in Green Bay? Like, why, you know, what – I know you mentioned him knowing the playbook and the familiarity there, but it's like I want to know, why should I be high on a guy like that? Why should I be high on a guy like Byron Pringle at all? You're telling me I shouldn't be, but, like, you know, what are the things that we should be looking for in those two guys in particular?
I think with Pringle, you're looking for speed and some explosion there. With St. Brown, you know, boy, he is built like you can't, you know, you couldn't design a player in Madden who looks more impressive than he does. And you know, this is not this is not sexy, but it's true. They need receivers who can block as well. Mm. You know, when you run this outside zone scheme, you know, the difference between a 6-yard run and a 30-yard run is how well the receiver blocks. And I think that that's something that St. Brown can do and do well. I think that's something that they will be grading all of their receivers on. You know, Dante Pettis, you know, from him to Darnell Mooney. And, you know, he can help the offense in that way without catching 50 balls. You know, the problem is you just look at that wide receiver group and, you know, I don't know that you can find somebody who's going to catch 40 balls who's not named Darnell Mooney right now. Maybe one of those guys will emerge, but everybody was so banged up during training camp that it's really hard to get a feel for that.
Yeah, we're talking to Patrick Finley here on 670 The Score. I'm Gabe Ramirez. I continue to look at this roster, this 53-man roster, and I just the amount of rookies that are on this team is incredible. And, you know, Poles said he welcomes it, right, because it gives him the chance to grow within the system, grow with the team. Patrick, do you look at that amount of rookies as a negative thing? Or do you agree with Poles in that sense?
No. I mean, this is what they are. I mean, they are a team that is rebuilding. They're a team that's paying a lot of money to players who aren't on their roster anymore. And this is a team that next year has the most salary cap space in the NFL. What this season should be spent for is item number one, let's figure out what we have in Justin Fields. And is Justin Fields the answer? Because if he's not, the Bears might have a chance to draft a quarterback next year. I personally think Justin Fields can be the quarterback here for a long time, but he's got to prove that. Number two is finding players who are going to be on the Bears' next good team. And that team isn't this year's team, and that team might not be next year's team. So you need to sort through the young guys you've got and see who's a keeper and who's not. Because of that, playing rookies, claiming six guys, all of that sort of stuff. I mean, that's what this team should be doing. I mean, Alex Leatherwood, the Bears were the only team in the NFL to put in a claim for him. But he was a first-round pick from the Raiders before he got to the NFL. He's got the best resume you could ever hope for an offensive lineman. He was a top five high school recruit, went to Alabama, and all he did there was start for three seasons. Oh, and yeah, playing the national title game as a freshman off the bench. And this is, you know, that's the kind of guy I want to bet on. Tevin Jenkins is the type of guy I want to bet on. Now, you know, whether they're good fits in the scheme, whether they're good fits with your coaching staff, whether they're good NFL players, I don't think any of us know right now. But if you're going to place a bet, you know, betting on pedigree is never a bad idea, particularly when the Bears are just as concerned about building the next good team as they are winning from week to week here.
Patrick, it's interesting you say that, because I remember Bulls teams in like the 2010s, and you're looking at guys that were drafted, always like Duke, a lot of Duke guys, a lot of Kentucky guys. You wanted guys that were winners from good programs, and you were hoping that that would then transform your team. And you see the same thing here, and I agree with you wholeheartedly with guys like Alex Leatherwood. Bring them in. Why not? I mean, come from a winning program, and you know you have that understanding of greatness, and we want to then mold that to have that happen over here. But again, that's what the Bears should be doing. Me, myself, I'm the delusional Bears fan that thinks, you know, we're going to win a ton of games. But, of course, that's where we're at right now. And speaking of the amount of games, I'm going to ask you that before you leave. How many games? I wonder if that number's sure. changed for yeah. you. But first I want to ask you, what does the NFC North look like to you? I mean, obviously, you know, you have a Green Bay Packer team without, you know, their star receiver, where their wide receiver room looks a little suspect over there. You have a topsy-turvy squad in the Minnesota Vikings, and then you have a darling now that they're on Hard Knocks in the Detroit Lions to round out that NFC North. How do you see that playing out 1 through 4? Do you see where the Bears lie in that, and who's at the top at the end of the season?
You know, I wouldn't bet against Aaron Rodgers ever. He's the best football player I've ever seen with my own two eyes in person, and I'm happy to give him the respect that deserves until someone else can prove that they're the better team than the Packers. So I still have the Packers winning the division. I think the Vikings have a chance to be pretty good. You know, bringing in Kevin O'Connell from that Rams system, you know, looking at the offensive weapons that they have, I think there's a good match there, and that's, you know, a different kind of marriage than they had when Mike Zimmer, you know, their defensive-minded, you know, head coach was there. So I think the Vikings are a playoff team, probably.
Wow.
And then, you know, I've had more
Come
people
on.
Ask me.
Come on.
I've had more people ask me about the dumb Lions in the last couple of weeks. No, like friends, like my brother, like those people. Hey, what do you think about the Lions? Because of this Hard Knocks thing, you know, I think they're a year away from being a year away, probably. I think the Bears and Vikings are going to, or I'm sorry, the Bears and Lions are going to have a nice little competition for who finishes third in the division. To me, the North looks like two teams that are going to win maybe 11 or 12 games, and two teams that are going to lose maybe 11 or 12 games.
Okay, well, hopefully one of those teams is not the Bears. I'll go back to you on your win total before I get you out of here. How many do the Bears win?
6-11.
Okay. I'll take that. I'll take 6-11. Six happy Mondays, Patrick. I don't mind that. Six happy Mondays is better than four, because that'll just put me in a bad place. Patrick, thanks so much for hanging out with me on the Labor Day. I appreciate you giving me a little bit of your time today, all right?
Hey, anytime. Thanks so much.
Patrick Finley, Bears beat writer for the Chicago Sun-Times, joining us on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. 12, it's a couple of 11 and 12 lost teams? That's heartbreaking. Please don't put me through a 12 loss season. Sean's looking to the side like it might happen.
It might happen, man.
Listen, no, it's not. Bears are winning 7 games at least. At least 7 games. I'm always reading this text line because I love when the haters come through. 312-644-6767. You could tell me if I'm a delusional Bears fan, or you can be delusional with me and text in and tell me how many wins you'd like to see the Bears have. We got more Bears talk on the other side. It's Gabe Ramirez, live and local on Labor Day, right here on 670 The Score.
It's Gabe Ramirez.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
On 670 The Score.
Snap, play fake, rolling. Justin Fields with room if he wants to. Now he's going to pop it to a wide open. Touchdown, Cole Kmet into the end zone. Right side, touchdown. Touchdown, Bears.
Hopefully we're hearing a lot of that this upcoming season. Of course, that was the Fields pass to Cole Kmet in the preseason. The call by Jeff Joniak, courtesy of WBBM AM. I love hearing that voice. Excuse me. Especially when he's at that tone. Because if you listen to, I listen to a lot of Bears games on the radio sometimes. And when you hear that voice, or even if you're just watching highlights on Twitter or Instagram, when you hear that, you feel good. Because he believes it.
He gets you amped up, he's right?
Don't you dare talk about Iowa State while I'm talking about the Bears right now. I saw it in your eyes. No. When you cracked the mic, I know you're going to go, and did you know he went to Iowa State? Don't do that right now. But it is exciting. And I'm trying to get you guys pumped up because, you know, we were just talking to Patrick Finley. And whereas I am the delusional Bears fan who thinks they're going to hit that over of 6.5, he sat at 6, which I understand. But I can't say it enough. Bears won 6 last year. You were complaining about that team last year. You're complaining about that coach last year. You're complaining about that offensive line last year, as bad as it was. Are you telling me that it's going to be the same? Worse? No, it's going to be a little bit better. I'm not saying 10 win better, but it's going to be a little bit better. That's why I asked you guys to text in. 312-644-6767, so you guys can let me know if I'm either delusional or you're delusional with me. We've got some good ones on the text line. Shout out to everybody that's texting in right now. First, someone says, first of all, thanks for doing the show today. That's what we do, man. We're live and local. I'm so grateful to be here right now to be talking sports, especially about my Chicago Bears. But he says, and because I have something to listen to while I work today. He's also, I'm with you, Gabe. I say 8 or 9, go Bears. That seems doable. The North, despite what he thinks about Patrick Finley thinks about the Minnesota Vikings, I think the Bears could split with them. I think the Lions are an overhyped team because of Hard Knocks. And me personally, when I watch Hard Knocks, I think they're a poorly coached team. They have some NFL veterans there. But when you're looking at that coach and you're seeing how he's handling practice and his mindset, I'm just like, nah. That's not a team that's going to be able to adjust at halftime and make the right moves and put the guys in position. I feel like everyone there is just playing for the moment, playing for the next contract, their next job, specifically those coaches. So I think there's a possibility to there. A couple of other messages that are coming in from the 815 says, Mr. R, oh, that's me, Did you go to Lane Tech? I went to Kelvin Park. Guess I did go to Lane Tech. And thankfully, I don't mention that I go to Lane Tech as much as Sean Sears, our producer, mentions that he goes to Iowa State.
I did go to Iowa State, though.
Oh,
did you know that?
Good. I'm glad that you said that. Another one said, the host Ramirez is a good the good host. Let the new guys host on the weekend instead of the CBS radio stuff. Listen, you got to have some national stuff in there, right?
We got to mix it in.
Got to mix it in. But it is good when we go live and local, and that's the best part of it. From the 708, it says the Bears aren't winning seven games. They'll be lucky to win four. They have no talent at the skill positions. And I beg to differ. I look at Cole Kmet. If you look at his stats, again, he had a ton of receptions last year. I think it was like 50th in the league in receptions. He had about 60-something. And that was with a piss-poor offense. That was with Jimmy Graham vulturing touchdowns away from him and snaps. So him being able to be in a position this year where he is going to be the man at that position, they are going to utilize Cole Kmet. Fields and Kmet do have that connection, and I think he is going to be a highly skilled player. So if you drafted him in your fantasy leagues, be looking out for a couple of touchdowns from him. You look at Darnell Mooney, it's hard to make an argument that he is not a skilled position player. And David Montgomery, who, by the way, went to Iowa State, he's a phenomenal running back. You can't say it any other way. He's great catching the ball out of the backfield. He's awesome running after contact. So, again, I disagree with that statement. If you would have pointed to the offensive line, I would have said okay. But as far as the skill position players, I'd have to do that. From the 815, Gabe, my only futures bet on the Bears this season is Matt Eberflus at 40-1 to win Coach of the Year. That's a great bet. I love that bet. I do. Listen, I gamble all the time. I do a show on BetQL that you guys should be listening to. BetQL, you in the action Saturdays. Myself, Alyssa Bergamini, Pete Futek. And I'm telling you right now, that's a great bet. First of all, I love good plus odds like that. And I'm all about storylines. And in order to win futures bet, you have to envision a particular storyline. And granted, it might be a far-fetched storyline that he'd win Coach of the Year. But at 40-1, let's say, like Ice Cube said, they messed around and got a triple-double. But they messed around and got double-digit wins. He'd be in line for Coach of the Year with that team.
He'd be the story of the NFL, man.
If the Bears somehow, let's say they don't make the playoffs, but they somehow are like, you know, last 2 weeks of the season, they're somehow, you know, on the tail end. You know how that the graphic comes up when you're watching the game?
Be in the hunt.
In the hunt on the side. If the Bears are there, then it's very possible that he could be in the conversation for Coach of the Year. So I love that 40-1 bet. But he said the Bears are going to go 10-7. Like I said, double digits could get you there. Got some Iowa State love out there. Is that your parents? Is that your brothers or something like that? Your cousins?
I'm the only one that went to Iowa State, my family.
Oh,
so.
Okay. And then this one that I love the most from the 708, Hammer the Bears week one. Fields has revenge on his mind against the Niners. I am going to put a ton of money on this game.
Dude, you've said literally what that texter has said on the show like multiple times.
I mean, all things point to that. And listen, if you want to take safe money, take the points, fine. If you just want to win, you want to buy yourself lunch for the week, put $50, take the points. I cannot see a scenario, well, yes, I can, where Trey Lance proves me wrong, right? That's the only one. But look, as I just said that, you just tilted your head to the side in the car. I know you did because you're like, hey, that's a big if. And so, again, I agree there that, you know, Fields, the Bears, they could pull off the upset. But if you want just easy money, just go ahead and take them. Plus the thing, I got one last one I'll mention to you before I get to this Ryan Poles quotes. You're a delusional Bears fan. Bears winning four. If the Bears win four, it'll be a miracle. A miracle? A miracle? Have you seen? You do understand the Bears have one of the easiest schedules in the NFL.
Dude, they're going to fall backwards into four wins probably.
It's just, you know, it's just what it is. And you know what? I know I said that was the last one, but I'm just going to read a part of this last text that just came in a second ago. Thanks for all the positive comments, Gabe. That's what I'm here for, Papa. We live and local, 670 to score. I ain't going to come on this radio station and bash the Bears and be the angry old guy that's talking about, Bears, No. I'm born and raised here. I live and die. I'm emotionally invested in this team. Like I said, like Patrick Finley said, the Bears are going to win six games. That's six happy Mondays for me. Better than four.
Yeah, better than four.
But you know what? I one thing that really does get me happy is Ryan Poles. And I just want to read just one quote that he had. He sat down with Larry Meyer, Bears senior writer on ChicagoBears.com. And I think this was the most important one to me. And it was about his construction of the roster. And he says, what were your main initiatives in putting together this Bears roster. And he said, really? This is what Ryan Pohl said. Really? It was a holistic thing. How can we add the most amount of talent possible at all the positions? We had a lot of free agents leaving when I walked in the door. Didn't have a first-round pick. He's like, we got a second-round pick. Got some guys we liked. We added value by trading back. He's been proud of the rookies. Similar approach to free agency. Didn't have a ton of money. So we really had to get guys that had specific traits and skill sets that they were looking for. And then the same thing with the waiver period. Where can we add to the roster? If it's a corner, are there, and they're like someone else that we've already have on the roster, can they also play special teams? So there are a lot of different thought processes, but it really was just how can we add the most amount of talent possible? And I love that. And if you really got into the article and hearing how Poles deployed a team to scour the NFL training camps to find out and really act as GMs of these other teams to see how they were going to construct their rosters so that they can be prepared for these waiver wire claims. So it wasn't desperation like most would say. It was a well thought out strategic plan by Ryan Poles and his counterpart. I love that. And it gets me excited not only for this season, but every season that will come after this, that Ryan Poles is the GM of this team. You know what else gets me excited? Talking to my guy, Nick Shepkowski.
I love Shep.
670 The Score alum. Him and I have crossed paths in this hallway for over a decade while we've been here together. And I cannot wait to talk to him, not only about some Notre Dame football, but about what the hell happened yesterday between LSU and FSU. We'll talk to 670 The Score alum Nick Shepkowski about both of those things right after this. I'm Gabe Ramirez, and this is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.